With the new school year in Duval County slated to begin in less than a month, some teachers are continuing to protest in-person instruction until the pandemic slows down. Protesters today held a rally in their cars with the Duval County School Board building in sight across the river. Outside the Maxwell House factory, Democratic candidate for State Representative Angie Nixon is speaking to rows of cars filled with teachers, students, and parents.
If they open these schools while this pandemic is not under control, if they continue to turn their backs on teachers, on parents, on students, if any kid dies, the blood is on their hands.
This is one of a number of rallies set up by the Duval Schools Pandemic Solutions Team, who are calling for schools to be closed until COVID-19 cases are in decline for 2 weeks. They also want quicker testing turnarounds and for mask requirements to be written into the student code of conduct. Alex Ingram is a Duval County civics teacher and coordinator for the rallies. He says he's taking the advice he gives his own students.
Stand up to bullies and speak out against bullies. And in this instance, we see that the governor is a bully towards public education. So stand up against bullies and speak out against bullies and say it's inappropriate for us to start school for the date that is set.
Last week, the school board voted to move the start date from August 10th to the 20th and approved a reopening plan that offers virtual and in-person options for all students, but not all teachers. Sky LeBron, WJCT News 89.9.